Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at tomhartman.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. Just a few other things that are in the news of today and that I think are rather consequential. This is a big one. The Washington Post and the Kaiser Foundation. The Kaiser Foundation principally focuses on health issues. In fact, I used to work right across the street from their building in Washington, D.C., and they've got a big strip along the top of the building that has a continuous scroll of the news feed, and it's all healthcare news, you know, but it's like really wonky healthcare news, like this health insurance company is buying this health insurance company, or this piece of legislation is before Congress, and here's how it'll affect you. They're really good on this stuff. They're completely nonpartisan. It's an unbiased organization. They just report what's going on, the Kaiser Family Foundation. And the Washington Post hooked up with them to do a poll. And they did a rather substantial poll of Americans. You can find this over at the Washington Post. There's a whole article about it. They did a rather substantial poll of Americans to find out what they thought about the Affordable Care Act and what they thought about single-payer health insurance. And what they found was that a majority of Americans support the Affordable Health Care Act, you know, the Obamacare. But more importantly, and I think more shockingly, at least for those people who just listen to the mainstream media, which never talks about single-payer health care, because it's socialist, don't you know? And I mean, even MSNBC is mostly Republicans on that television program, particularly as guests, was that 51% of Americans support single-payer health care. 74% of Democrats support single-payer health care. And this is with no support from the institutional Democratic Party, you know, out there really pushing this. I mean, you haven't heard any of the big, you know, when was the last time you heard Dianne Feinstein talking about single-payer health care? Never, for example. So more than half of Americans, an absolute majority of Americans, support single-payer health care. I think it's time for us to start having a serious national conversation about this. And, of course, that should start in our media. It's not, but it should. Number one. Number two, this is a Washington Post ABC News poll. And what they found is that nearly 70% of Americans, 60 and change, high 60s and change, nearly 7 in 10 American adults support Robert Mueller's focus on possible collusion with Russia, which just makes sense. I mean, you know, if there's an allegation that a foreign country, and I don't care if it's Russia or Panama, if there's a foreign country that has screwed with our elections, we need to know about it. And we need to stop it. So, number one, 70%, roughly, slightly less than 70% of Americans support Mueller's investigation. And 64% of Americans want Robert Mueller to investigate Donald Trump's business activities. 58% of Americans support investigating Robert Mueller, investigating whether Trump paid off women for silence about his sexual activities. These numbers are big. And again, I would say, you know, the Democrats really should be taking this seriously. And in the news just now, Donald Trump just pardoned Scooter Libby. Now, why did Donald Trump pardon Scooter Libby? This is a really important thing. And I haven't, you know, I've been on the air for two hours here. I haven't had an opportunity to catch how the media has planned this. But this is my take on it, just right off the top of my head. But I believe I'm solid on this. There are two factors, I think, that led to Donald Trump pardoning Scooter Libby. Number one, it's been something that the hard right, the Sean Hannity hard right, the Laura Ingraham hard right, has been supporting ever since George W. Bush commuted his sentence but did not pardon him. So Libby didn't go to jail. George Bush saw to that. Libby, by the way, you know, was Dick Cheney's chief of staff. He lied to Congress. He lied to the FBI, and he lied to a federal grand jury about outing a CIA agent as revenge on behalf of Dick Cheney, about outing Valerie Plame, and destroying, thus, a program that Valerie Plame was running. She had set up a front company, and this went back more than a decade, right? This was a deep operation of the CIA. They set up this front company in countries all and as a international trading company, right? We are just a for-profit company that buys and sells stuff. And they actually bought and sold stuff. They set up this front company, and it did business by coincidence in countries like Afghanistan or Iraq or Turkey or, you know, places where there was Saudi Arabia. I'm not sure about Saudi Arabia, but places where there was significant activity by al-Qaeda groups. And by doing business in these countries, and in some cases doing business with al-Qaeda fronts, they were able to get the inside skinny on what was going on in these countries and among these al-Qaeda agents, and this operation had actually brought down terrorists. It was one of the best chances that the CIA had of bringing down al-Qaeda. This was an operation that was being run by Valerie Plame, a long-time, long-term, serious, solid, well-connected CIA officer. And when her husband, Joe Wilson, put an editorial in the New York Times saying that George Bush and in particular Dick Cheney were lying about the yellowcake uranium from Niger going up to Iran, or going up to Iraq, excuse me, to Saddam Hussein. When he wrote an op-ed saying, I went to Niger, I talked to the people who would have sold that yellow cake aluminum, uranium. When he wrote that op-ed, and it didn't happen, and Dick Cheney is lying to you about it, when he put that in the New York Times, Dick Cheney said, take down his wife. Or as far as we can tell, Dick Cheney said this. And his loyal assistant, Scooter Libby, went after Valerie Plame and destroyed her, and destroyed an elaborate multi-country CIA operation. Now, can you imagine if a Democrat had done this, how the Republicans? This is Benghazi times 50. Or it's the Benghazi allegations times 50. Turns out there was no there with Benghazi. This is an actual there. This hurt the CIA. This hurt our national security. It diminished our ability to take down al-Qaeda. And Scooter Libby lied to a federal grand jury about it, lied to the FBI about it, lied to congressional investigators about this, and they were going to prosecute him and put him in prison for years. George Bush commuted his sentence. Donald Trump just pardoned him. Now, why did Trump pardon him? Because Trump has his own people who have lied to federal grand juries and who have lied to the FBI and who have lied to congressional investigators, starting with Michael Flynn and Paul Manafort. And how do we know this? Because Manafort has not pled guilty, but Michael Flynn has. Excuse me. So I think that what this pardon is all about, nakedly, on its face, Donald Trump, he wants to get a message to Paul Manafort. hang tight, guy, because you're the one who can take me down. You're the one who knows what's going on. You're the one who was running Reagan's Southern strategy that got Reagan, you know, speaking in the county fair right down the street from where the three civil rights workers were murdered in 1964. You're the guy who knows what the secrets that can take down me, Donald Trump. So hang tight, because I will pardon you. And he's saying to the other people, like Michael Cohen now, who are in a position of trying to decide whether or not to cooperate with this, with the FBI, if you continue to lie to the FBI, if you continue to lie to the grand jury, I will pardon you. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. He can't do this by pardoning Michael Flynn right now, because that would create an absolute firestorm, or an S-storm. You know, it would be a mess. But he needed a symbolic action to telegraph to the people that are being investigated by the FBI and a federal grand jury, if you continue lying or you keep your mouth shut, I've got your back. And pardoning Scooter Libby was the way to do that. It makes Sean Hannity happy, and it informs all these people.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And this is the exact kind of behavior that James Comey described when he said, Donald Trump is acting like a mafia don.
Hi, I'm Nate Owl here for the Tom Hartman Program on Friday the 13th, and we had a very lucky show for you today. We had Lori Wallach on talking about the TPP, not the Trump-Pence plutocracy we're living under, but the actual trade deal that Trump's trying to revive. Another flip-flop and a surprise visit by Sam Cedar. TomHartman.com/podcast and YouTube.com/Tom Hartman. Check it out. You're not going to want to miss this.